This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Once the LGBT community struggle to achieve their dreams of having children, but things are definitely changing fast. And we have welcomed into the Joy Studios the world leader in reproductive medicine, Dr. Shaheen Gadir. Thank you so much for coming into Joy this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we were going through your thing. I tell you what, you've got a lot of titles in there. You know, professor, you like lecturer, you've got degrees in
everything.
Everything, yeah.
Who made that up?
Oh, I was reading your bio. Yeah.
Somehow it all kind of made it up there, yes.
Excellent. Well, look, this Friday, Melbourne will host the 8th International Surrogacy Conference, and you'll be one of the 25 speakers attending. Why have you come all the way from America to Australia to talk about reproductive medicine?
So I'm incredibly proud to be here today because we today launched something called wantohaveababy.com.au. This has been a lot of work on our side trying to put this together, but we realized because I have a lot of patients that travel all the way from Australia to my office in Beverly Hills, that there is a major need in this country for fertility services, not only for the gay population, for everyone, to be honest. And you guys do have fertility treatments, but I don't think in the larger scheme of things that they're really comparing to the services we have available in the United States.
Well, explain to me what, when we're talking like a surrogacy agency, is that how would we refer to it?
I don't have a surrogacy agency. I'm a reproductive endocrinology and infertility specialist. And what that means is that I can help any single person or couple, single female, gay couple, anyone, have kids. And what we do is we can do things such as reciprocal IVF, where we take an egg from one female and make an embryo and implant it into the partner. We can have a gay couple where we help them get an egg donor and then find them a surrogate. So we help them do these things. My own clinic is one of the largest clinics on the West Coast of the United States, and we have our own egg donor agency, which has about 200 females that donate eggs for our own patients. But for surrogacy, we reach out to some of the top ones in the country, and we use them in order to use surrogates to carry the babies for either our gay couples or any couple that can't carry a pregnancy.
Will agencies like yours, will they stop the underground surrogacy scene that really overlook the rights and overall respect for mothers?
So California has very, very, very open legislature when it comes to helping anyone have a baby. Mm-hmm. Surrogacy is completely legal. Egg donation is completely legal. Egg freezing is completely legal. Gays, lesbians, single individuals, everyone can have a baby. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So we don't want to do anything under the table.
Because in Australia, we've been very slow to take up whether it's surrogacy or helping the LGBT community have children, as well as our adoption here is very, very hard. So we had a lot of Australians that were taken off to third world countries, and it's caused a lot of issues. So I think that's where Mikey was going. I think having reputable agencies or doctors like yourself that we're dealing with, it should get rid of a lot of that
underground. So we actually see a ton of patients in my clinic every year that have gone to India, have gone to Thailand, who have gone to Eastern European countries trying to do this, and things have gone horrible. So we have sadly seen a lot of those patients that have gone to these places. And yes, I think when you take a woman in India away from her family for 10 months and keep her in a room, kind of locked up with other women, like in a little hostel, just carrying a pregnancy, and they get at the end of the day not even $500. I mean, that's inhumane.
That's inhumane.
Big
so
time.
Is that why you're finding, you're saying that you've seen a lot of Australians coming to America? They're coming to see you guys in America, but I was having a look at your California laws. There are ways that we can actually be put on the birth certificate even before the baby is born, which
absolutely
gives you that legal...
100%. If a gay couple comes to my office to have children, the two husbands are on the birth certificate at the time of birth with no adoption process and absolutely nothing else that has to occur.
Which then makes it easier for Australian law for them to be able to become an Australian citizen and to bring that young child into our country.
100%.
In Australia, we still actually, it's illegal for commercial surrogacy. How does that affect us going to America?
So since it's completely legal in the United States, and you're going to go ahead and get a birth certificate that has both names of both men on it, we don't foresee that that's an issue coming back. I've actually had many, many Australian gay couples who have come to my clinic and have had children and have the kids back with them here and have had no issues whatsoever.
That's really great to hear. So that have like a lot of cases of that. How many Australians have you had come through your doors?
I'm having dinner with a few of them while I'm here. It's always incredibly special to see these families and to see their kids. Many of them stop by the United States and reach out and we see them. I have to say that probably in the last 5 years, it's been something between 30 to 40 couples.
So if we do have a couple out there that would like to become parents, what would you recommend as the first step?
So I think the first and easiest step to do is if you check out the website wannahaveababy.com.au or scrcivf.com, which is Southern California Reproductive Center. There are links there where you can reach out to schedule a consultation by telephone. We do Skype and we do telephone consultations with people around the world all the time. That's how most of our international patients come and see us. Yeah. It should make it incredibly easy. But in this website that we've kind of hosted and got it going today and very proud that it went up and live today.
Yeah.
Wannahaveababy.com is really, really the way to kind of start. I already tested the phone number out today and it goes right to our office, to our international coordinator's desk, and it works. That was the first thing I did the second I landed here.
There was a lot of information on it. I did have a checkout this morning as well before you arrived, which was great. But I want to know, do you guys vet the parents? Or is that just basically you ring up, you come, you go?
We always have to have everyone go through a psychological counseling.
Correct,
so
yeah.
Not only because we want to make sure that they pass a certain test or to do something that clears them, but we want to make sure that they know what they're getting themselves into. For example, the psychologist that we refer people to tells them, you know, what are you going to do when your kid's 12 years old? They bring up things, questions, you know, I have two daddies, you know, yeah. Things like that. For many of us in the United States, and for my kids, for example, who go to school at a very diverse school, they just know that some kids have two daddies, some kids have two mommies, some kids have one daddy, some kids have one mommy. And it's not an issue for them whatsoever at all. And we just want to make sure that this becomes a norm for kids. And this is something that we're just trying to bring awareness to, so there's absolutely no issues whatsoever about any of this.
I was lucky enough at 25. I'm a dad with three children, and I've been with my partner for 20 years. And I think it was something that he had to learn as well. You know, children hit a certain age, and the first thing they turn around and say to my partner, who'd been there from the beginning, you're not my real dad, don't tell me what to do, which is just quite normal from a kid. He had to explain to him that, you know, don't let that emotional stuff hit you, and it can be hard.
So these are exactly the things and the evaluation that they go, that they bring. Again, it's not someone trying to clear you to say you're allowed to have a child or not.
Yes.
It's just bringing things to their attention that they may need to know for the future.
Which is very important, which everyone should be taught at school. I'm allowed to ask, what's the ballpark figure?
It depends. A lot of it depends, but using an egg donor generally is around $20,000, U.S. dollars.
Okay.
And the process of doing the IVF treatment, which takes those eggs and puts them with sperm and allows us also to do genetic testing, which I'm not sure if it's completely allowed or not here in Australia, but we can genetically test embryos to make sure that they're healthy and know the genders. Before they go back into
before
the uterus.
Before they go back in.
Yeah,
okay,
so you make sure it's healthy. That's about $30,000 US. And the process of the surrogacy is generally around $100,000 US from beginning to end. So we're looking at a ballpark figure of about $150,000.
Which, I mean, the cost of a baby, that's not that much. And to think about, you know, going through in Australia, I've got friends that have been through IVF multiple times. It's been very unsuccessful. That's financially and emotionally damaging. Yeah.
So the one very important thing about this is that number is a large number. So I appreciate you saying it's not that much, but for many people it is. However, doing this the cheap route can cost you much, much more.
Oh, I just more think if you're worried about spending $100,000 having a baby, let me tell you, sweetheart, by the time they get through uni, you've spent millions. $100,000 doesn't even scratch the surface to get three children through.
I have four children and I have a set of twins from IVF myself, and I agree with you 100%. So I hear what you're saying.
No, but and it sounds like a lot of money, but you got to think, you know, that's that baby for life. That's, to me, that's, yeah.
100%, I agree.
So during this international conference we got going on, what is the outcome you're hoping that you're going to get from Australia?
So the conference is going to be talking a lot about surrogacy, and I just want it to be known for the Australian population that surrogacy is very welcomed. It's very legal. It's the fastest aspect of fertility treatment in the United States that's growing right now rapidly. We're having even hard times to keep up with it. That was one of the major reasons we want a baby.com.au to kind of be alive and up right now, because we want people to be able to know where to go to find this kind of information.
What a wonderful world we live in now where, you know, we all have the right to be a parent. We all have the opportunity to become a parent if we so wish.
Absolutely.
Dr. Shaheen Gadir, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And I think a lot of our listeners are really going to benefit from hearing your words. So thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you guys so much for having me. And I can't wait to have the first couple that we help from this radio interview be on the radio interview the next time I'm here with them.
Fantastic.
Hopefully, wewantababy.com.au. Check it out.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.